up, guys? We're with Michael Mack, comedian, musician extraordinaire of the Captain's Log, baby. He's jamming out. We're making it happen. I'm going to share this on your page so all your fans can say hi.
Do that! Sorry, why am I yelling?
Give me some tunes. Jam out. Lovely, lovely. That's amazing. I wish I could play, dude. It's so bad. I can't play. I can't sing.
I can't either. That's why I'm in comedy.
I can dance a little bit, dude. That's it. But I wish I could play, man.
I'm not dancing with you, especially in the car.
We could try.
We can get pulled over.
I can teach you. Just hold my hand real quick. Come on. This is my show. You're supposed to be...
If I didn't need two hands for the guitar, I would do that.
I'm backing up. This is a tight little corner. Give me a jam. Let's hear it.
All right, let's do a song about why it's tough to pick up a girl in a singles bar today.
Yeah, it's very tough.
Too many roadblocks. Like this one. That girl is like a total babe, from her feet to her head. Doing shots and dirty things, she says, I wanna take her to bed. She's the right kind of sinner, drunk as hell and rubbing up on me. But then here comes her girlfriend, and you know that she is going to be. She's a cock blocker,
the worst.
Nut chopper, and she's asking her to leave. She's a cock blocker,
damn it.
Dick popper, box knocker, there's no nookie, no.
Woo! How do we get rid of those?
I don't know.
It's the worst.
Only women do that, too.
Yeah, guys never cock block.
Oh, we don't care about our friends.
They don't.
We don't. We're like, oh, look, there's Jimmy. He's drunk. Oh, my God. Look at that girl. He's going home.
Yeah,
with.
She's fat and ugly. Let him go.
And we wait.
It's
we
even better.
Care. We don't care.
Right?
But guys should be better friends to each other. Come on, guys. Be a taco blocker once in a
while. Yeah, exactly.
Or a beaver dam.
This is true.
Or a clam jammer. Do you know
Oh, you have
these?
A bunch of these.
Twat locker,
I was trying to come up with a bunch, but I can't come. You're pulling them up so fast, I can't keep up.
I do research,
Captain. You do. You
Captain,
do.
I do
Man.
Research. I write them down. And
that's amazing. So, Florida, man, we're at Off the Hook Comedy Club. We can't wait to see your show.
Oh, I love your club. Off the Hook. Right?
Has the Bohemian Rhapsody movie just really elevated your career lately? Because I got to tell you, I booked you because of it. I mean,
I know it has been 20
and you
years.
And you get a freaking standing ovation every show. So that's pretty damn good.
But you haven't booked me since Wayne's World.
No.
I'm kidding.
Come on.
But, no, that was just the last time they did Bohemian Rhapsody in a movie. I'm joking,
no.
But yeah, it's great when a new movie comes out and brings it back to,
right.
You know. And of course, it's a classic.
The Faces of Rock closer, by the way. If you guys don't know, Michael Mack, famous for this show closer that's stunning. Like, I got to tell you, though, it's a little bright in the club right now. So I'm trying to get the windows tinted out.
Cool.
More.
Darker the better.
My dad yelled at me yesterday, and he said, Dad.
Santo?
Said, yeah.
My buddy Santo?
Yeah, he got right on me. Right away. I mean, he yells at me every day. it's normal. Every phone call is a yelling, you know, match. So that's good. But we love each other. And
but
then we
but
can,
he's sticking up for me.
He is.
Make
he,
the club darker for Mike.
He really said, like, you know, Michael's going to get there, and it's going to be a little bright because of the timing of the year with the lighting and the way the sun, yeah, right in your
Newman.
Face. So I'm hoping that my lovely graphics vinyl guy, Jimmy, who's a good friend of mine at Mega Graphics. Jimmy, I'm giving you a plug. So damn it, be at the club right now fixing the windows. Because I'm having the windows wrapped so they're black for you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I take care of you, man.
It's the darker the better. They can't see the magic in between.
It's
the,
amazing,
the
whole thing. But if you guys haven't seen the show, you got to come to Off the Hook Comedy Club. Matter of fact, I'm gonna give you tickets. All you have to do is mention Captain's Log in the comments. That way I know which ones want to say Captain's Log. They get free tickets. They get to see you.
What happens if I ask to see the Captain's Log? What happens?
Oh, dude, Ryan? It's a whole thing. It's a big
can
long
I put
thing.
It in my clothes?
You can. You really can. Yeah, by
Did
the
you
way,
folks ever wanna, why don't Captain's
you,
Log?
Why
exactly?
don't you do the cap?
What does
you,
it look like?
You should do me in your clothes, or you do everybody else. I mean, come
not,
on. What's another 30 seconds?
Not literally. Figuratively, I do them. I don't do them.
That's true. Give me a jam. Let me hear you jam out.
Let's do this one. This is my song about breast reduction surgery.
Oh, well, we want them bigger. Why do we want them smaller?
That's the joke.
Oh, damn it.
Stop it!
All right.
See, there's the joke. That's... Oh, now I have to do something.
Oh, I get it. All right, well, damn it. That one snuck up on me.
So I am from Georgia, and I had to leave my girl back in Georgia, and I'm gonna do a song for her because I miss her.
Okay.
Is that cool?
We both miss her terribly. it's a sin.
She kills with a smile. She can wound with her eyes. If you tell her you love her, she'll never reply. She came in a box, so I know she's germ-free. She's made of latex, but she's always a woman to me. Yeah, sing along. Oh, she can wait on the shelf. She can be who she wants. She has interchangeable hair. Good acting it out. Anymore. I just let out some air.
Skinny little thing, right?
Yeah. She's frequently mad when I'm home drunk at four. She plays hard to get when she's stuck
in
a
drawer. Get her out, damn it!
One night she was killed by a protruding spring. Now she lines the birdcage, but she's always a win to me.
Hey, that was great, right?
Good.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Ah, shucks.
I love that song. That's going to be my national anthem. That should be my opening of the captain's log.
Little titties on the back of Diane. Living near the nuclear plant weren't the best plan. That one's still in the works.
I love that, though. I like the jam.
We'll do some short songs.
Okay, let's do it.
Lie, I'm a typical guy. Bought a Beamer, now my wiener seems bigger to the eye. I love doing that in the audience. You always see the Beamer owners.
Oh, yeah, going, they're excited.
What the fuck? Oh, no, they're excited.
Yeah, they get excited, then they hear that they have a wiener problem.
This one, about a girl I met in Tennessee, and met her at a University of Tennessee football game. That girl's got a big old muffin top, sticks out like a fish's gills. Short shirt and tight pants that are about to pop, make that blubber overspill. Muffin top, yeah. Tennessee.
Yeah, no one wants a muffin top. Who thought that was a good look?
Unless you put frosting on it.
Yeah, I mean, face tune that thing or something, right? Like, bring it in a little.
I'm going to do a song I wrote from the heart. It's for my grandmother. It's called She's Got Breasts Like Slinkies, But Nobody Cares. But man, you ought to see her go downstairs. Okay, I don't really have a song for that.
No!
It's just a title.
Damn it, I liked it, though.
Captain, you already pictured it. The joke's over. I mean, you know.
That was like the punchline.
Okay. Let's do two Christmas songs.
Okay.
Since it's hot.
It's absolutely Christmas.
Silent night, transvestite, sometimes Dawn, sometimes Dwight. There's one.
I don't know how you do it.
Little Kim Kardashian, you have the nicest tits. For this, you are a millionaire, you talentless piece of shit. Well, how can you not love?
How can you not love KK, right?
All right, my final short song. She's got electric boots, a mohair suit. You know I read it in a magazine. Shit, fuck, cocksucker.
Shit. On the log.
But Benny's got Tourette's.
How do you write them? How do you write them?
Oh, insanity and drugs.
No, so do you sit down? Like a lot of, I interview comics all the time, and one of the questions I ask all the time is, do you actually, like, sit down and write, or do you just... I mean, with the guitar, it's a little different. Do you just start playing and these things just keep coming to you?
No, I write. I definitely write. I'm a serious writer.
Yeah.
Not on camera.
Right, right. So you sit down,
so everything's written.
Grab pen and paper, or is it on a computer?
It's on computer now.
Yeah.
And I also have to transfer all my notebooks and notebooks.
Did you get
pen
that done?
Paper.
Did you do it?
I did. Uh-huh.
Wow.
So it's now all on computer.
So
and
you're actually a comic who has his shit together. That's different. That's different.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know some that don't. Yeah. I'm not going to name any.
But you are.
It's a business, is it not?
It's a business, and I wish everybody would think of it like that, because without a doubt, it's a business.
I need to deliver, and so you people can be happy, and you sell more liquor, and
of course,
everything kind of comes together.
And you've been on the road, though. I mean, it's a 20-year career? I mean, how long?
27
years. I mean, that's amazing. No, to do anything for 27 years is is unbelievable. It's an accomplishment.
And not quit, because boy, this business will kick you in the teeth a few times over the. But you just keep plowing forward and end up working in nice clubs like yours.
And as you've been, you know, okay, so as you've been doing this over the years, obviously you've had some real hellhole of a places, but you now are at the level where you're playing mostly the clubs you want to play, I'm sure.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
you're not just going to walk into, you know, some bar and start jamming out now.
That's what...
It's all comedy club stuff.
If you work hard enough
and
long enough, you're able to say no, finally.
Correct.
That's a really good goal, is just to be able to say no to the shitholes.
Of course, of course. And there's some great... I mean, there's tons of great clubs, but there's also some that just are really not fun gigs, huh?
That's true.
What's the worst heckle you had? It's hard to heckle a dude with a guitar, because you can crush him, right?
I was just telling this recently. You don't like to say these things in public. You like to tell everybody if you're doing promo that every show is perfect.
Every show is amazing, by the way. Yes.
All right. This is one of my worst. I can laugh about it now, but at the time it was extremely painful. Chad Daniels.
You
just had him.
Just had Chad.
This is back in the day. He opened for me. He did like 40 minutes and crushed like you've never seen anybody crush.
Right. And he did last night, yeah.
Oh, was this?
Yeah, Chad last night?
Oh, no.
No, that was Dan Cummings. Oh, yeah, Chad was 2 weeks
recently.
Ago. Yeah, Chad was a few weeks ago,
so
yeah.
So Chad buried me. I couldn't do anything right to follow him at all. He was their god. By the time he left the stage, he was their god.
That happens, man,
so
sometimes.
So I'm just eating it, can't get off the ground. My best stuff is just not popping. And all of a sudden, I make the mistake of saying this, and you learn, don't say these things to audiences. Don't leave yourself open. And what I said was, man, you people are not digging me.
Right.
And it's quiet, and a guy with the greatest Ed McMahon impersonation from the back of the room goes, "You are correct, sir!" I felt like I was punched in the stomach. Now it's funny.
And
but at
what?
The time, it hurt.
I just talked yesterday about that. Like, guys that are super funny, they don't get a lot of hecklers. Like, that's your one time that you struggled and you got a heckler, right? That's your one heckler kind of joke.
That's true. It's
but
rare.
Guys that are not as funny tend to... have the audience more
it's
like
those
stirred
quiet
up
moments too,
right?
If you give them quiet moments, they will fill it with
yeah they
shit.
Think that it's their job.
Yeah, they do.
No, you paid to sit in the seat and watch, not to perform.
See, that's why I make a lot of noise. I'm rapid paced, I'm loud, this guitar makes a lot of noise,
right?
I don't leave a lot of breathing room with
not
people.
At all. No.
And they are laughing now, pretty much not so.
The whole time. Exactly.
Yeah, don't leave them any openings,
the
don't set yourself up for shit.
I love that. I love musical comedy. I know that, like, some guys, you do stand up, but you also bring in the guitar for some parodies and stuff.
Sure.
I love the combination of that, because I just feel like if you can play the guitar, first of all, you can sing. It's just not fair to, like, other dudes. Can you let some freaking women, like, you know, give us some regular women? You play the guitar, you're funny, you're freaking charismatic, like, you sing. Anything else, dude? It's not fair. You know?
And
I mean,
I play golf too.
Oh, God. And you probably play tennis, too. You're probably great at tennis.
No.
All right. Well, that's good. I feel better about myself now. So.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Like, a lot of comics hate guitar acts. They just...
I don't know why. You know why? Because if you're on the show...
They think you should just stand there and talk about your dick in a serious format.
I think if because you're on the show, it's very hard to follow.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
It's,
lots of people hate for certain.
Yeah.
I don't even want a guitar act before me.
Right. Yeah, you could. You wouldn't. You
but
wouldn't want that because it's very
especially
powerful.
Especially with that closer. I started building that as a feature act.
Oh, my God.
Oh, people were begging, please don't book
me
with that.
Yeah, don't do
guy.
The freaking closer.
Yeah, don't put me with that or make him stop that. Or
and then the audience gets
that's
confused,
how you get
too, because they don't understand. And that, like, when you were doing that, you probably were headlining some gigs, but you were filling in with the other gigs.
Sure.
And they don't understand that, like, just because you may not be on TV as an opening act coming up, you could be the funniest dude in the room.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, you as a club owner, you don't want the funniest to be in the middle of the show.
Correct. You got
to
put them at...
You want it to climb.
Correct.
And bang, and then they leave happy, not
that's
go...
That's right.
You know, that guy before was way bad.
I know. And sometimes
guy,
it's a struggle.
Eric Myers
and Carl
there's
Remy.
A guy I had trouble following.
Eric Myers. Eric crushes,
on
right?
On fire. Oh, yeah.
He really does. And then Carl Remy, he crushes,
he's great.
Too.
And
these guys open the club a lot, so
yeah,
I like
you
to put the heat
good...
on the headliners sometimes.
Yeah.
I think it makes the really good talent literally will like rise to the top. It's like playing the freaking Super Bowl, right? You want to just bring your A game.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that's what I've done. I've worked harder and harder to make it where I can follow anybody.
Right.
There was a time like it wasn't like that. Like, thanks to Chad Daniels, he made me work harder and say, I'm going to make it so I can follow anyone.
That's what we Chad's career is doing really well right now. Yeah, he's doing great.
He's a good guy. Except the night you buried me.
That's so funny. That's so funny. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed listening to Michael Mack. Can we close out with a jam?
Sure, we can.
Let's do a little tune on the way out of this. This is the Captain's Log. You can follow Michael Mack at Instagram, Faces of Rock.
Faces of Rock.
And that's
on
the that's the title of his closing act that you guys just can't miss. It's amazing what he does. But this right now is Michael Mack, and this is the Captain's Log, and we'll be back soon. Thanks for watching, guys. We're gonna jam out.
Biggest Texas guarantee. She loves to speak her mind. Too bad it's incomplete. Stories that she shares with me, they have no point or end. If I am confused, she will tell them all again. Oh, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. She loves to talk, never seems to stop. Oh, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. What clothes are hot, where she loves to shop. That is why I can't deny I really want to poke her face.
Yes,
it's the only time she's quiet. Shut her up, I really need to poke her face. Someone needs to fill her pie hole.
Yeah! That's it. That's the log. We're out, guys. Be good. Ooh, take-